Hello, Audioboo. Graham here, Black73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Tuesday, the 4th of November 2014. It's about 1:15 in the PM. Just doing a bit of housey work. In a moment, I will be emptying the dishwasher. So you will hear all the clanging and clattering that goes with that. Doing a dishwasher boo, Rog. What's happening then? Well, I've been doing a lot of painting over the last week. In fact, I haven't done anything but paint for the last week. My hall, stairs and landing, what a mammoth job, and I'm still not finished. I've still got some very fine cutting in to do around the top along the where the 1 meter ceiling, which I hate. I hate doing that. Every time I have to do it, I say, right, you know what, I'm just going to put coving up. But then I really don't like coving. But it would make life so much easier because you can just mask it off and paint right up to it, bang. But doing ceilings and stuff is, doing up to the ceiling is horrible. I hate it. I bought one of those pads, you know, the like the sheepskin rectangular shaped pads, thinking I could just slide along. And to some degree it's worked, but I'm still going to have to go along there with a brush. Which is bad enough on normal walls, but I've also got to somehow reach across the cavernous stairwell and do the wall above the stairs. That is only going to be able to be done with a paintbrush on a long pole, which could be interesting. It's going to test my steady-handedness. I said the other day, I've got a paint pod, Dulux paint pod. And what comes with that, or used to come in the kit, is like a triangular shaped brush. It's really, really good for getting into the corners. So I'm going to dig that out of the garage and see if I can use that on the end of a long extended pole. I'll have to like fasten it on with masking tape and then just kind of reach across and hope that I can keep a steady hand from 4 feet away, which could be a challenge. Sorry for echoing. I'm just looking out the window. I'm waiting for a parcel to come. In fact, I'm not waiting for a parcel to come. I'm waiting for a parcel to be collected. My wife ordered some toys from Smiths, who seem to be promoting themselves quite heavily at the minute. And I think she ordered 5 things, I think. 2 of them came damaged. When I say damaged, I don't mean like broken. I mean with like chips, scuffs on them, you know. That, you know, you just wouldn't want to give to somebody for a present, and that's what they're for, the kids' present. There was like a Thomas the Tank Engine thing, and the box was all smashed up on that, and then there was a great big chip out the front of the like face on it, you know. And then the same with this other thing that you bought from the other lad, this like I don't know what it was, this bop it thing or something. Again, had a great big scuff mark on it that was like deep into the plastic, you know. That's not very good. 2 out of 5, it's a pretty poor show, that, especially when it's the first time I've used them. And initially when my wife rang up, she went onto the website to try and sort out an exchange, and it basically said that we have to take them to a collection centre, because they use these, you know, these independent couriers that come around in their own vehicle. And we had to take it to one of these collection centres, which was like a petrol station in the next town to us or something. And she was like, no, I'm damned if I'm doing that. So she got on the phone and played Holy War. And sure enough, they're coming to pick it up today. But then it's that thing, it's like waiting for a parcel, isn't it? It's the same thing. You kind of can't really do anything. Can't go for a walk, can't go for a shower. Because you just know that when you do, the person who is coming to collect will arrive at that precise moment in time. So, yeah. So, anyway, it's been a while since I uploaded an audio boo. I have recorded several, but then I've just not got round to uploading them. The last 2 that I think were uploaded came in quick succession. And they were quite old. They were from, they were about a week old or 4 days old then. And that was because I can no longer upload through Boomail. Bear in mind, I don't have the app on my phone because there isn't an Audio Boom app. There is an old Audio Boo app available for Android, but it doesn't work. It's the same old janky, broken piece of tat that's been there for the last 2 years. Despite what I was promised the other week. Oh my goodness, do I feel like a mug. More on that later. So the So I don't have the app. So I've been using obviously Pocket Casts, and it seems like the RSS feeds have been playing up yet again, which is great. And uploading through Boomail, as I always have done, via my Gmail app on my phone, but that's stopped working. I think it's possibly down to file size, possibly, although trying to upload via Gmail, which apparently has a 25 megabyte limit, and trying to upload a file of 20 megabytes won't go. From my mobile, but I think, if I remember rightly, I think I tried it a few weeks ago. I had the same problem, and it worked from my laptop. So whether it's something to do with the Gmail app on my phone, I don't know. But the frustrating thing is, two audio boos didn't send, and I didn't get a notification. Gmail doesn't notify you that it hasn't sent. It just drops them in the outbox and leaves them there retrying. Which could possibly account for why I had about a week of my battery just disappearing on my phone. Like, literally within an hour, I could go through a full battery. It was quite scary, really. I literally thought the phone was dying, and it needs to last me another 6 or 8 weeks until I'm out of contract, because I want to go shopping around for an upgrade this time rather than just being another orange sheep as I have been for the last 15 years. But anyway, I can't upload through Boomail, so I'm having to upload through the website, which is just a joke, an absolute joke. Sitting nursing a browser page open to upload, it's just ridiculous. Especially, as I've said, my phone's getting really old and tired now, and web browsing is a struggle. It runs so slowly on my phone that it's so laborious and tedious. And I very, very rarely fire the laptop up. I only use the laptop if I really need to. For the most part, I don't need the internet, or I don't need a web browser, because I don't need the internet. Jesus Christ, I would die without the internet. I don't need a web browser because most other things are contained within apps that work, within apps that do as they should do. And I very rarely need to come out of those apps into a browser, other than to maybe look at a news article or something. But that's where, to be honest, it's been winding me up the last couple of weeks, and I've recorded quite a few bits of audio. I won't call them audio boos, because I haven't actually turned them into boos. I've recorded some MP3 files and then been sidetracked, whatever. Like I said, I've been painting and stuff, so kind of my head's been sort of engrossed in other things, and I think, I'll upload that in a minute, and then a couple of hours have gone by, and I forget all about it, and then I think, I'll have to go and upload that thing, and then when you get that sort of niggle and think, actually, now I'm thinking about it, maybe I could have said that a bit different. The sort of moment's gone, and basically, so I've just not bothered. I just haven't bothered uploading. And it's crazy. And the more I think about it, the more I think, is it worth it? Is it worth all this aggravation and messing around? Because it's not really, is it? Well, no, that's not true. It is worth it because, as I've mentioned many times before, it's cathartic for me. And I also, like I say, enjoy everybody within the... Oh, blimmin' hiccups again. Oh, dear. I enjoy listening to everybody in this little corner of the community. But... In 2014, you know what? A coffee machine's ace. I was just thinking to myself, I'll make myself an espresso in a minute, and the coffee machine switches off. It knows when I'm going to use it, and it just decides to go into power down mode. So it's 2014, and the world runs on apps. And yet, Audio Boo can't come up with an app that just works. And then you look at Chris, Pilgrim Chris mentioned this the other day about looking at, or going back over to VoiceBo. And, he's got a damn good point. I actually downloaded a VoiceBot app yesterday, I think. Yeah, it was yesterday. I haven't used VoiceBot. I think my last recording was January 2013. Incidentally, that was interesting. I think it was January 2013, and the last person ever to comment, in-app comment, on one of my VoiceBots was Mac McColgan, which kind of made me smile, because I wasn't really doing it properly then. I was kind of doing it. It was really more for myself than community then. I wasn't really aware of many people going on around me. And Mac's one of those people whose name kind of sticks there. But I kind of can't really remember any sort of anything going on. I guess what I'm trying to get at is that the community spirit wasn't there. There were people who used to kind of sort of respond to each other and that kind of thing. But it was never like it is here on Audioboo. Because I wasn't playing the game properly, I don't know. But when I looked yesterday, I'm going to come off that thread for a little minute, because the point I was trying to make before I get sidetracked is that VoiceBot has its problems. Yes, the audio quality, I listened back to a couple of mine. Oh, the audio quality is appalling. But then again, you think, okay, but it's only spoken word. Is it really that important? Yes, it's nice that we've got the facility with Audioboo, where we've got the decent quality sound, so we can, you know, do the octave of music and that kind of thing, which is great, and it's nice that we can listen to high quality or reasonably high quality binaural soundscapes from Mac and Adrian and other things, you know, from the Zoom, from Mac and Adrian again, and Rick and Dean with the fancy recording devices. And it is nice to be able to do that. But ultimately, as a voice blogger, all I need is my voice. And you kind of think, okay, so the sound quality is pants, but does it really matter? Perhaps not. The 5 minute recording cap is an issue, I think. I think we have been spoiled here with, you know, your minimum of 10 minutes as it is now. I think it is kind of spoiling in some ways. And to only have 5 minutes on VoiceBot would be quite... I mean, to be fair, though, that's what we all used to work on before. Certainly what I used to work on when I was over there previously. And obviously I only had 3 minutes here on Audioboo at the time. And still managed to work then. And what the other faults with VoiceBot? The UI is, it's not pretty. I was going to say quite an offensive word, not rude, but you know, derogatory. It's not pretty. If you think of a derogatory word for not pretty, that was the one I was going to use. It isn't. It doesn't look good, and it's quite confusing. It's not. But when you learn how it works and when you understand it, it works, and that's the crucial thing. It does everything that you need it to do. Everything. You can record offline. You can upload an MP3 file from a third-party voice recorder. You can comment in-app across all platforms. You can listen to who you want to listen to whenever you want to listen to them. I'm not sure that this might have changed, but I know when I was using VoiceBot before, they didn't have... I don't think they had like a followed RSS feed like we're supposed to have here on Audioboo, but seems to be getting more and more sketchy, because this is the second time now in a month, that's it, 6 weeks, where it's packed up. I think mine's actually still working okay, lagging somewhat, coming down into my pocket casts, but I think there was a few missing yesterday that seemed to have miraculously appeared this morning, and they didn't seem to be missing chronologically, if that makes any sense. They were posts that should have been in the timeline that weren't where they should be in relation to the website, if that makes any sense. So it wasn't like they just hadn't come down yet; they were missing, proper missing. But they seem to have appeared now, which is interesting. So I don't know if they've they fixed anything overnight. If there was anything indeed wrong, and it might just be, you know, one of those internet-y things. But certainly others have been having problems. And if the RSS feeds go, then that's it. It's all gone for me, because I've got unless Audioboo come out with a fully working app that does work and that does everything that I needed to do, then I'm just not sure that it's worth the amount of hassle to just keep on going, you know, because I'm using a platform, but literally all I'm using Audioboo for really is a server. Everything else I'm doing myself, and I'm jumping through blinking hoops to make it happen. As are most other people. And hey, you know, first world problems and all that, it's not the be all and end all, but it's so frustrating that a small company like VoiceBow, and I've spoken to Brett, the manager, the owner of, or one of the owners of VoiceBow, thoroughly decent bloke. I was looking to do a bit of a project with the gaming community a year or so back, and maybe longer than that now, maybe nearly 2 years ago. And he actually got out of bed at stupid, he lives in Australia, got out of bed at stupid o'clock in the morning to phone me so that it fitted in with my time rather than his. But God knows what, I can't remember what time was it, like 3:30 a.m. or something, he got out of bed, especially to ring me. Which was just bonkers, really. But a thoroughly nice bloke, and I know Chris has spoken to him several times as well, as have many others. He's a very accessible guy, and he'll happily listen to opinion and listen to ideas. And if they can be implemented, at a reasonable cost and without sort of compromise on any other sort of functionality, they'll try and do it. I mean, he was talking about helping me to embed a player into the website I was working for, and this kind of thing. The guy was bending over backwards to try and do stuff for us. As it happened, that project never got off the ground for various reasons, which I won't go into, but none of which were my fault, I hasten to add. But the point is, if a small company like VoiceBow can come up with an app that does pretty much everything that we need, yes, it doesn't look all that pretty, yes, the audio quality is a bit lacking, but they're only a small outfit, you know? They're not this big corporate juggernaut that Audioboo claims to be these days, with all of the, you know, developers and all that kind of malarkey that they can apparently lay their hands on, who just don't seem to want to do it. They just don't seem to want to give us a platform that's usable. And I got so frustrated yesterday. I pulled the link for the VoiceBow app off the Google Play Store, and I tweeted it at Audioboo and just said, "Here, have a look and learn, please." It is, or something like, just to prove it's possible or something like that. And of course they didn't reply. Which again, it makes me angry, because, you know, I came on here a couple of weeks ago when everybody else was going, oh, well, sorry, not everybody, when a lot of people were saying, right, that's it, pretty much as I am now, saying, you know, I think I've had enough, I'm either going to jack it in altogether or look elsewhere. And I stood up, and after I'd spoken to this very, very, you know, positive sounding voice at the end of a phone, who, you know, promised me that, you know, we were a valuable and valued part of this thing that's apparently now Audioboo is, or Audioboom has become. And you know, oh yes, thank you so much for your help, and we'll look into it and see what can be implemented, and we'll keep in touch. Now they haven't kept in touch. I've emailed since and offered various things, and been politely sort of, you know, thank you. Yes, if we need that, we'll be in touch. Which is totally, totally not what we discussed on the phone. And I can only assume that what has happened, and if I get into trouble for this, I don't really care, to be quite honest, because it's just getting silly now. I can only assume what has happened is that I've been speaking to a marketing person who was very polite, very positive, very nice, and quite probably genuinely agreed with what I was saying, and genuinely thought that it was something that, you know, maybe we deserve, or that should be implemented. You know, just a working app for the platform that we all want to use. Funny, it's not too much to ask. But I assume that she's gone off and spoken to the money men. And the money men have said, what? Spend more money on these blooming bloggers. Don't be ridiculous. Why the heck should we do that? And by the way, don't go around making false promises anymore or you'll be sacked. That's all I can assume that's happened because, you know, the trail's gone cold rapidly. And that's, you know, that is not how that conversation finished on the phone. And I've heard nothing since. But yet there was a promise to keep. And I appreciate changes aren't necessarily going to happen to the app or to anything else, you know, in a matter of days. But, I mean, I'm talking, what, that's 5 weeks ago now, something like that? And nothing's happened. There's been no sort of this promise that, you know, they're going to keep in touch with us and they're going to get somebody out there on the Audio Boo channel's blogging. As far as I can see, the Audio Boo channel now, or the Audio Boo feed posting sort of channel, whatever you want to call it, seems to be shoving all kinds of weird stuff into my timeline. That's not even under the Audio Boo banner. As far as I can see, it looks like I'm getting all kinds of random stuff dropped in there from people who I'm not, as far as I'm aware, I'm not following, until I sit down at my laptop and have a look. But as far as I'm aware, unless the people that I've followed from an awful, awful long time ago who've never posted, I need to have a look. But it does seem like I'm just getting loads of weird stuff shoved down there. But still, nobody from Audio Boom, as was intended, is standing up and you know, doing a 10-minute blog every week or a half-hour blog every week saying, this is what we're doing, guys, this is what we're trying to achieve, and, you know, bear with us and whatever, which, again, is what was not promised but intimated or agreed with that would be a good idea to do. So, yeah, who feels like a mug, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, rant over. Rant over. So if I can be bothered to upload this, it would be interesting to... It can't be that hard. It can't be that hard, surely. I'm not an IT person at all, as many of you will know. In fact, I'm a total doofus when it comes to this kind of thing. But it really, surely cannot be that hard It can't be. It just can't be. It can't be, I'm sure. If a small company like Voicebo can do something like that and make it work, that's the thing, it works. Yes, it might not look pretty. Yes, it might not sound all that good, but it works, for goodness sake. It works. Anyway, let's leave that one behind. Let's leave that one behind. Because I'm aware that I'm ranting, and I don't want to rant because I'm supposed to be feeling better and happier and stuff. But the thought of now having to fire up my laptop or stand holding my phone with the Kevin Bacon buffer face to try and upload an Audio Boo is just ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Anyway. So, yes, I've been painting. Oh, God, I've still got loads to do. I say loads. I've broken it. Well, it's almost finished. But I've got to get the final titivation done. That's the word. Ooh, that came out all wrong. The final titivation's done. And I've got the feature wall. I've got to paint a feature wall because you cannot paint a room in the year 2000s without having a feature wall. You must have one wall that is a completely different colour from all of the other walls. Otherwise, it will not look like you have decorated. It's true, isn't it? It's true. You have to have a feature wall. Yeah. Who came up with that idea? Why? I don't understand. I mean, I can see why it looks nice, but... you know, when I was young, we used to either wallpaper the whole room in the same wallpaper, or paint it. Well, in fact, we didn't really paint walls much then. Every room was wallpapered when I was a kid, if I remember rightly. I don't remember any rooms being just painted. What was the wallpaper? Was it Anaglypta? I've never wallpapered in my life. We've never had wallpaper in any of our houses since I left home. But yeah, I'm sure my mother used to have Anaglypta. Was that the stuff that like had like a texture to it? Like it was like almost like low density polystyrene or high density polystyrene, like squishy stuff. Is that Anaglypta? And I seem to remember she had this like vinyl looking stuff in the kitchen. that had all like flowers and stuff, and maybe looked a bit like tiles, looked a bit like ceramic tiles, but it was sort of, it was wipeable. You know, just like, oh no, I don't do wallpaper. But anyway, yes, but you used to just do the whole wall in one colour or in one style of paper, but now you have to have a feature wall. You must have the feature. Oh, what colour are you doing the feature wall? Well, I don't know yet. Maybe a little bit darker than the other walls. But they have to match, don't they? When you look at a brochure, a paint brochure, they have two colours side by side. In here we have dusky stone, and next to it we have dusky purple, because these colours combine for doing a feature wall. And in fact, the tin of paint I have got for doing the feature wall, if I remember rightly, I will have a look now. The tin of paint for doing the feature wall is actually called Dulux Feature Wall. Mulberry Burst. Lovely. Dulux have a whole range of paints for doing your feature wall. Wow. Bizarre. Anyway, what else have I got to tell you about? I'm going to shut up because I'm aware I'm talking for too long, but I will just tell you that I have been still doing some awesome gaming. Oh, it still feels good. I've shot myself in the foot now because I've said I'm not going to talk in depth about video games, but I really want to talk in depth about video games. But no, I shall try and restrain myself. Suffice to say that I'm still loving my Xbox One console. I'm still loving Destiny. That's awesome. And Sunset Overdrive, which I bought the other day on pre-order, the Xbox One exclusive. Just utterly, crazily bonkers. Totally bonkers game that is. But so much fun. I was a few hours on that last night and just laughing non-stop. Just hilarious. Great comedy in the writing, loads of nods to old classic video games and Mickey taking of certain aspects of the gaming industry and just such a good bit of fun. It was really good, really enjoyed it. What else have I got? Diablo is on its way to me. I was hoping that Diablo would come today, but it hasn't arrived. It was ordered from Amazon on Saturday and it still hasn't come. So I've got twitchy fingers now. Actually, Rog mentioned that he wasn't sure about Diablo. I think he said he tried a demo and didn't get on with it. But Diablo is, it's a very much more of a geeky game. It's very, very sort of, it's come from PCs, and the PC gamers are the geeky gamers. Phil, they like Cambler, who like games like Civilization with lots of statistics and numbers to crunch and that kind of thing. And Diablo is that sort of game. There's loads of number crunching in it because it's all about the loot. We love the loot. It's all about the loot and leveling up your equipment and your weapons and stuff and your armor and your health and your magic powers and things by finding loot. And then you've got to sort of weigh up whether this particular breastplate, for your armor, which might have an extra 30 hit points of protection on it, may immediately seem brilliant. I've got 30 more hit points I will put on this chest plate. But then you realize that the chest plate with 30 more hit points has maybe only 5% mana regeneration. That's magical spell material. Whereas the one that you had before, yes, it had 30 less hit points, but it had 45% mana regeneration. So therefore you can cast more magic spells. And that kind of thing, you know, it's real sort of number crunchy, head crunchy, but the actual format of the game is a brilliant, just so much fun. It's just numbers flying everywhere as you're whacking enemies and jewels and gold and armor and weapons just flying all over the place and stuff to run around and collect and pick up and it's just full of loveliness. As you can tell, I'm quite excited about getting Diablo. I got the 360 version back off a friend of mine because I played it before, but it was borrowed. And you need to install to put the 360 version in to get an update. Then you can export your saves, so your characters that you've got on the 360 version, you can export them to the new shiny Xbox One game. So I had to borrow the disc off my friend again, so I could just simply to get the update. And export my save file ready for when my new game arrives, which I thought was going to be today. But when I put it in and I saw the interface come up for the first time, I was like, oh God, this is tempting. I could sit here for an evening without my Xbox One and I could go back to my Xbox 360 and just play this. But then I thought, no, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the shiny, lovely Xbox One newness of the latest version of the game. Oh, I'm trying so hard. I just want to go off on one and stuff. But yes, other than that, usual good stuff. Just generally settling back into the world of gaming. I've started listening to a couple of gaming podcasts again. My favourite gaming podcast of all time is one from a gaming community called Midlife Gamer. As you can probably tell, you know, we're shattering the stereotypes. We aren't kids. There are loads of mature gamer, midlife gamer dads, sort of communities kicking around out there. And gaming oldies, there's another one. There are loads of them. But anyway, my favourite is Midlife Gamer. And their podcast is done by two guys called Darren and Matt. And they are a proper comedy duo. They've been, I think they're on about 225 episodes now, been going for quite a few years. Sometimes the content is very, very naughty, very, very rude. You certainly wouldn't want to play an episode if you've got small children around, but if you want to laugh and you want to learn about video games and you don't mind listening to a bit of naughtiness, those two are definitely worth listening to in Midlife Gamer. They're just brilliant, just such a great show, and the community around them is really good as well. I don't really do the community gaming very much these days. I tend to have my own little group of friends, as I've mentioned, and I like to stick with them. I've had too much hassle with this big community thing with gaming nights, and if you're not here by 8 o'clock, everybody gets upset because, you know, some one team started a man down or this guy. I can't be doing with it. So, but it's nice to have like a sort of community forum and stuff, you know, to discuss things or ask questions and raise topics. The latest topic on the Facebook group is, why does everybody hate Call of Duty? No, I don't necessarily hate Call of Duty. I hate the players who play Call of Duty. Not all of them, of course. Some of them are very nice people, but there just seem to be a disproportionate amount of just horrible, disgusting people that play Call of Duty games. So therefore, I don't play them anymore. That and the fact that I'm hopeless at online multiplayer shooters. But anyway, no, stop, Graham. Stop. You are getting carried away and you are going to end up talking for an hour about video games. And you said you weren't going to do that. Why am I talking to myself? I don't really know. Maybe because somebody's got to. And the only other person that's going to do that is my 2-year-old, who is currently watching a programme about a large black rabbit wearing tartan dungarees and a panda and a little green funny-looking creature who's pushing the panda on a swing. Oh, now he's telling me to shh. Shh. You cheeky monkey. He's just learned to do the shh with his fingers. I don't know where he's got it from, because it must be his brother. I think it must be his big brother that's taught him it. But you'll just turn around, you know, and go shh. Very cute. Slightly rude, but very cute. Certainly not as rude as the child my wife saw day before yesterday. She was driving back from the town in her car, and look, well, she wouldn't be driving on her feet, would she? But she was driving back, and she looked in the rearview mirror when she was sat at some traffic lights, and she said there was a child in the passenger seat of a car who was making extremely rude gestures at the car next door, and his dad apparently thought it was hilarious and was actually encouraging him to do it and seemed to be demonstrating new rude gestures for this little boy to carry out. Oh dear me. These people walk among us. They seem to be everywhere these days. But hey, right, I'm going to shut up and I'm going to attempt to upload this audio boot and then deploy my buffer first. And carry on with my housey work in preparation for going to fetch my little boy, my big boy, from school. And then tonight I'm going to make some yummy sausage pasta. And I'm going to do the supermarket shop. So I may even do another audio boo later on. Maybe I will do 2 audio brews in one day. Maybe that might just be a good thing. Because this one might not even get uploaded. I don't know. Come on, Audio Boo, please sort it out, please. I don't know why I'm saying that, because they don't bloody listen, do they? Anyway, I'm going. Thank you very much for listening to me waffle and rant, and I hope you're all well, and I hope you're all happy, and I hopefully will speak to you all very, very soon. Bye-bye now.